DB set in entity framework represents a table in a database. It's a collection on a DB context, and through a DB set, you can be defining an access to tables. So for example, if you have a table order and then a table, let's say clients, you would have a DB context, and this DB context would have two DB sets. One would be orders, and the second one would be clients. Then using a DB context and its relative DB sets, you can pretty much access those and say, hey, give me, let's say, clients that have a name that starts by A from this DB set. And then you can submit another query, give me all orders of this specific client that, let's say, have the amount greater than $2,000. So the DB sets can be used for accessing and querying data. They are like representing tables in the database, and they serve as the basic core for the mapping. So you first, using that collection, you define which data is to be fetched from the server. And then on top of this collection, you can define some shaping predicates. So pretty much you will say which columns are to be retrieved from that specific table. You can add some filtering criteria. You can say whether they would be tracking or not, and then you will retrieve it back from the SQL server, and a DB context will give you the result using a DB set.